loving to fight. You go everywhere, people are fighting. It comes in Sahih Muslim that shaitan sets his throne in the ocean. And then he takes reports from all the small shaitan. One day said, one person said, I didn't make this one perform salat. I made this one, did this one. He talked, lied. He did dishonesty. Shaitan doesn't say anything. One person come and said, I made the husband and wife fight. I made them fight so much and didn't leave them until the husband uttered divorce. Shaitan calls the small shaitan and said, now today, you are the leader of all the small shaitans. You have done the best out of all of them. You have created a fight, and not only a fight, you made the family break down. When the family break down, what happens to the children? What happens to the environment? Only fitna. So shaitan loves us. And another thing is, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-hilm wal-inatu min ar-Rahman wal-ujlatu min ash-shaytan. To do things in a calm, dignified way is from Allah. Wal-ujlatu min ash-shaytan. And impulsiveness is from shaitan. A person will never regret why he remained silent. But he will regret, why did I speak? Why did I create an argument? Why did I say such and such a thing? And this impulsiveness is from shaitan. To do things in haste. And baghair soche samjhe kaam karna. Ye shaitan ki taraf se. Wal ujlatu min ash-shaytan. And to do things properly is from Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah hasn't left us without. Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَرَاتَ الْقُرَانِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Whenever you read Quran, take al-ta'awudh. Ta'awudh mean a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. And on very vulnerable occasions, Allah has told us to read a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. The example, as Mufti Shafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, the example of ta'awudh is, you go to see your friend. There's a vicious dog there. So you tell the owner that I want to come and see you now. Just take this dog and put it away. Lock the dog away. Right? Do we do that? We all do that. Because if we go, the dog will bite us. Because we are not familiar with the dog. You see, ta'awud is like that. Oh Allah, I want to come and I want to remember you. I want to read Quran. You remove the shaitan away from me. He's your dog. Remove him. I want to come to you. فَإِذَا قَرَاتَ الْقُرَانِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Whenever you want to read Quran, seek Allah's protection from shaitan. That is why we read أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Oh Allah, I want to come and see you, but this person is in a way. Take him away. When we are angry, what do we do? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. We can't see shaitan. Someone asked a question, how can we protect ourselves against an enemy who is an avowed enemy, but we can't see him? How are we going to protect ourselves from him? Protect ourselves by going to such a master, such a protector that knows him and can protect you against him. That is Allah. قُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Say, Wallah, I seek protection from the trials and the deception of shaitan. So this is another example. And of course, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take Allah's protection when you go to the toilets. Because shaitan, that is the markaz of shaitan. And Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuth wal-khaba'ith. We're seeking Allah's protection. So the state of vulnerability, take Allah's name. Keep in mind, whenever you forget Allah, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Whenever Allah Ta'ala says you forget Allah, Allah Ta'ala then appoints shaitan to be your sati, to be your companion. When you remember Allah, then he forgets. Then he can't attack you. So remember Allah, the more you remember Allah, the more shaitan will not be able to attack you. We should never get, you see, they say shaitan is at its most devilish when it is respected. So we must never overestimate. Yes, we have to be careful. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, فَإِذَا إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. The plans of shaitan are very, very weak. The plans of shaitan are very weak. Allah says in the Quran, that's in the 14th supara. And in the 12th supara, now, normally my friends told me, you'll never be able to make mention of it in a Jummah talk. I said, but Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, when Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made mention of Zulaikha, how she tried to seduce him, then the master of the husband of Zulaikha told Yusuf, Yusufu a'aridan hadha. Oh Yusuf, leave my wife. I know now who is at fault. You know, inna kayda kunna azim, because the plan of woman is very, very strong. So Allah Ta'ala says the plan of woman is strong. Allah Ta'ala says the plan of shaitan is very weak. You see, now people say now it means that Allah Ta'ala or doesn't shaitan or Muslim doesn't give much honor to woman. I say give great honor to woman. It tells that women have got the capacity to play with the emotions of their husbands. Woman has got the capacity to rule their husbands. And whether we like it or not is the truth. Well, a woman has got the capacity. Now that capacity, they can use it positively or negatively. That is the thing. Allah has given them the capacity. Now how do they use that? They can use it positively. But Allah Ta'ala says, Inna kayda kunna azim. And also keep in mind, the last thing I will say is,